We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some donkey today just saw himself.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for you.
Comic donkey. I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it? Comic donkey. Say it again, Charlamagne. I'm a
donkey. Yes, you are a donkey. So I'll show you
how to act a donkey. Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Yes, donkey today for Wednesday, February 1st, the first day of Black. No, what's today? Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday.
Donkey today for Thursday, February 1st, the first day of Black History Month, is going to the people to decide. Yes, our amazing Breakfast Club listeners, the millions of you who listen to us daily, you will get to decide today who gets the biggest hee-haw. You will get to decide who gets the credit they deserve for being stupid. I personally know who I feel in my heart should get it, but I want y'all to hear the story, and then we can discuss. And I'll give the hee-haw later. But Donkey of the Day today will go to either a Starbucks in St. Louis, right, or a 20-year-old former employee of the Starbucks in St. Louis, Michael Harris. See, Michael Harris was fired from Starbucks in St. Louis, and he is currently suing the whole coffee chain, saying he was wrongfully terminated after he confronted robbers at the store. Oh, my God, no. Now, y'all know how I feel about that. These franchises ain't dying for you. Okay, somebody come in there and rob the store, let them have it. All right, it ain't yours. They pull out a pistol here, man. You can have all the pistachio, frappuccino, blended beverages you want. All right, here, take the gift cards at the counter. You want a couple dollars out the register, you can take that too. Just go on about your business. All right, you nupped, and I ain't about to buck over no damn Starbucks. Or any fast food or retail chain for that matter. I'm making minimum wage. Okay. By the way, I don't care if you're a store manager making a salary. I'm not dying over no white chocolate mocha frappuccino blended beverage. Okay. Now, there is exceptions to the rule, because sometimes you are not defending the store. You have to defend yourself. And if you ask me, Michael Harris was in a position where he had to defend himself. Let's go to NBC 5 on your side for the report, please.
I thought I was going to die that day. They walked in, announced that it was a robbery.
20-year-old Michael Harris was working the drive-thru here at the Starbucks on South Grand in Midtown.
Then they started going up to people and first seen them for stuff, and we started to fight back against them.
He says when the two men then demanded cash from the register, he tried to open it. He says one of the bad guys then hit him on the head with a gun.
He tells me he felt emboldened to stand his ground, especially when he realized the gun he had just been attacked with was fake.
Trigger for it, like, came busted off, and then that's when we noticed us and started to fight back.
Not knowing if the crooks had another gun, Harris said he wanted to be careful. Eventually, one of the crooks took off. Harris and another co-worker were able to restrain the other until police could get there. Weeks after the situation, Harris says he got a call.
They terminated me.
Damn. V, you can bring it in. You can bring the chapstick in. My lips so goddamn dry. First rule in nature is self-preservation. Okay, Michael Harris said he felt like he was going to die that day. Thank you. Michael Harris said he felt like he was going to die that day. Michael Harris got hit in the head with the fake gun, so his blood was probably boiling. Okay, he was probably enraged, and then he realized the gun was fake because he noticed the trigger had fell off, so he sprung into action. Now, I don't know if he sprung into action because he was trying to get his lick back for getting hit with the gun. I don't know if he still felt like his life was in danger. I don't know if he was defending Starbucks. I just know he was fired weeks later and never given a reason as to why. Now, a lot of these franchises like Starbucks have protocols in place to ensure things like this don't happen. In fact, Starbucks said about this incident that all employees are expected to follow our carefully crafted protocols to ensure the safety of customers and partners during these situations. Starbucks says in situations like this, our training and protocols guide our partners to comply and de-escalate. Not just for their safety, but for the safety of all in the store, the safety of our customers and partners. But guess what? The home of the caramel apple spice doesn't teach you. What's the proper procedure when you got a gun to your head?
What's the f***ing procedure when you got a gun at your head?
Michael Harris and his attorney said Starbucks policy is unfair. Their statement: there is no way that an individual can be faced with danger, attempted potential death of themselves or another, and then once they've been hit or down, that they cannot defend themselves. Lennard agrees. Okay, you have to factor in human emotions to all of this. Michael is a young 20-year-old man who felt like his life was in danger. You can't be upset at him for fighting back when he thinks he's getting robbed at gunpoint and then he gets hit in the head with a gun. In fact, he shouldn't be fired. He should be employee of the month. He should be promoted to manager. Let him get unlimited sugar cookie almond milk frappuccinos. This man earned that and much more. I believe if Michael would have said he was fighting for the store and not himself, he probably would still be employed today. But I told you, we're going to go to Breakfast Club court, all right? You heard the facts of the case. You've heard the situation. So who should get the biggest hee-haw here? Michael?
Play the theme music.
Yeah, let me get the Breakfast Club theme. There you go. Michael, for not following store protocols, even though his life was in danger, or Starbucks for allegedly firing Michael for not following store protocols? Once again, who should get the biggest hee-haw here? Michael, for not following store protocols, even though his life was in danger, or Starbucks for allegedly firing Michael for not following store protocols, even though his life was in danger? I don't usually agree with employees playing hero when stores they work at get robbed. But this was more than that. This was a man defending himself because he was working in a franchise that got robbed. There is a difference. Let's discuss.
All right. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, the reason most store owners don't want people to apprehend shoplifters is because they are not insured to risk their health physically. All right. So if something happens, they don't want to be liable. If you die, they don't want to be liable. But Charlamagne said something very specific. The man was hit over the head with the gun.
He was defending himself.
So now it's not a robbery. This is an assault.
And it's self-preservation.
And I have to defend myself.
First law of nature, self-preservation.
He wasn't defending that store at that time. He was defending that head. Pause.
Pause. Woo, 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 woo. Guy, Mac, where's your whistle, Mac? Jesus Christ, Mac. Mac, come on, Mac. Where's the police when you need
him? I meant dead.
That was disgusting. I don't even want to play that. No, I'm going home. I've had enough.
He got hit over the...
No, bro. God damn. Lord have mercy.
Call us up now. Let's discuss.
Why is your brain working that way?
It's the Breakfast
Jesus
Club.
Right. Good
morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Daddy, call him my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, Charlamagne is trying to decide if he should give Donkey of the Day to who.
Well, here's the thing. Michael Harris, 20 years old, he was an employee of Starbucks, right? He got fired from Starbucks because people came in there to rob the store.
Right.
One of the guys hit him over the head with the gun, and he realized that the gun was fake because he saw the trigger fall, but he defended himself.
Correct.
Right? So weeks later, Starbucks fired him, so now Michael Harris is suing Starbucks. Now, usually, I am totally against people fighting, you know, robbers when they come in to rob the places that they work at, because we know that none of these establishments, these chains, retail stores, we know they ain't dying for you, so you shouldn't die for them. But this is a different case. This man was not defending Starbucks, he was defending himself. The first law of nature is self-preservation. He got hit in the head with a gun. Once he realized the gun was fake, he went and made his move.
That's right.
Not mad at that. I don't think he should be fired, but it's not up to me, it's up to the people.
All right.
Let's go. I mean, I don't think he should be Donkey today, but it's not up to me, it's up to the people.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Laomi.
Hey, Laomi, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you heard the story. Do you think Michael should get Donkey or Starbucks?
Okay, I think it depends on, you know, what race is Michael. Because if he is, like, you know, of the Caucasoid race, then he shouldn't have did it. And he should have minded his business. And he should have let whatever happened and fall on the floor and just let the guy do what he was supposed to do. Now, if he was black, Starbucks owes him an apology and he needs his job back. Okay,
because it's Black History Month, so queen, if he's black...
Queen. No, yes. Queen,
I understand what you're saying.
That is ridiculous.
But was he black or
no,
white?
No, it's not.
That is beyond ridiculous. It's not about what his race was.
Yes, it does.
It's about right or wrong in this situation.
Is he black or white?
It doesn't matter. How about the people who robbed him was black?
Exactly.
How about that?
Oh.
I don't know you.
If he was robbed, then he was black.
You riding with him.
It don't matter about the race
in
this situation.
You asked her opinion, and you said the people this decide.
First of all, she'd be disqualified from the jury. That's racist. That's number one.
Oh, she's racist.
Yes. She'd be disqualified from the damn jury. Okay? Matter of fact, she is disqualified. Like, listening to her.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is Cam, man, calling out of Broward County, Florida.
What's happening, my brother? Should Michael get Donkey today, or should Starbucks get Donkey today?
Listen, man, as much as I don't want to say it, I wish Broker get paid, man, but I'm going to keep it real. He messed up when he admitted that he realized the gun was fake.
So you're saying it was no real threat at that point?
At that point, it was no real threat. Just like you were speaking on a few weeks ago, where somebody got their back turned, leaving.
Yeah.
There's no reason to fight. You're no longer that day.
Well, listen, you've seen like a BB gun before. You know them BB guns that be looking real? They still got some weight to them. So I can still pistol whip you with that BB gun. And he got hit in the head with it.
Are you trying to sway the jury?
No, I'm just saying.
But yeah, I hope he get paid. I hope he get paid, but he should have left that little detail out, man. It just went all in. I thought it was real. I was a sense of my life. But once you admit that you realized it was a fake gun, you know how the corporations go play. They want you to be a computer, basically. They want you to take all the human emotion out of it.
That's true.
Let that slap over the head go.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And get back to your job, basically.
That's true. Hello, who's this?
This is Charmaine.
Hey, Charmaine. Good morning. Where you calling from?
Good morning. Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. So who do you think should get Donkey, Michael or Starbucks?
Starbucks, because they're not about to pay for that man's funeral, so he had to do what he had to do to keep his life.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Charmaine.
No problem, no.
Okay, so currently we got one for Michael, one for Starbucks, and one disqualified juror because she made it about race, and I don't know why.
800-585-1051. When we come back, we're going to take some more calls. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, Charlamagne is trying to decide who he wants to give Donkey to.
Yeah.
Is it Starbucks or Michael? What happened?
Now, let me explain the situation. Michael Harris was an employee at Starbucks in St. Louis. Some guys came in there to rob the Starbucks in St. Louis. One of the guys hit Michael in the head with a gun. Then Michael realized that the gun was fake because he saw the trigger fall off. So Michael decided to defend himself, and he fought back against the robber, you know. And now, weeks later, Starbucks has fired him, and Michael believes he got fired because he didn't follow their protocol, which is to comply and de-escalate
in situations like that. Right. But I feel like the first law of nature is self-preservation. You got to factor in human emotion. Somebody thinks that their life is about to be taken. They get hit in the head with a gun. I don't have a problem with the young man defending himself in that situation.
Hello, who's this?
It's Malcolm.
Malcolm, what's up, brother? What's your thoughts, Malcolm? Who should get donkey? Should it be Starbucks or Michael?
Listen, I think both of them should get it, to be honest with you.
Why? Okay, explain.
All right, listen. I used to manage restaurants, and I used to manage the Burger King. We got robbed. But I feel like Starbucks should be smart enough to know that he wasn't defending Starbucks at the time. He was defending himself. Mm. Starbucks, they need to know that right off the bat.
So then why is he getting
also,
donkey?
Go ahead. He got to get donkey because he needs to know these dudes got guns drawn. Who, regardless if you think it's fake or not, you got to take that loss because you don't know if they got another one or what's going on.
That's
you
true,
gotta
too.
You got to just sit there and take that.
I thought about that, too.
I feel like they both got to share this, and they need to go somewhere and talk about it, and both of them just be donkey and just living their life like that.
Dang. Okay. Hello, who's this?
This is Kia and her daughter, Jake, calling for the donkey of the day.
Okay, we right Kia. Here. What's happening, Kia and her daughter? What's your daughter? You said Jake?
Jake. J-A-E-P.
Jake.
Oh,
okay.
Japes. Okay.
What's the ages? What's your daughter's age?
She's 9.
Okay. So what do y'all think?
What do you think, Jake? Starbucks is the donkey of the day.
Okay. All right.
Now, Mama?
I can't say anything because she told me I was the donkey of the day because I'm always getting her to school late.
Damn.
Well, she's right. She's correct.
Because you're probably stopping at Starbucks.
She's probably stopping at Starbucks.
You're stopping at Starbucks, aren't you? Aren't you? Tell the truth.
But only if I'm allowed to get her the matcha latte.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all. Have a good day.
Have a great day at school. Hello, who's this?
What's going on, fellas? This is Tyler Jr. from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, what's up,
Jacksonville,
brother?
What's happening?
What's your thought? Who should get dog that day? Michael or Starbucks?
Hey, man, you got to go ahead and get that man to Starbucks, man. That man's scared for his life. And them people don't fumble that pill thing. He see a moment, go ahead and get him up out of there, man. They ain't got security or nothing there. Get the Starbucks. Let them protect themselves.
Okay, okay.
Right. Thank you, brother.
All right, so far, that's 3 for Starbucks.
Well, 4 if you do Kia and a daughter.
Okay. Well, I got... All right. Dude, she didn't vote, though.
Mom didn't vote?
Mom didn't vote. She said she didn't want to vote.
Okay.
Because she get donkey today for being late.
Okay. Hello, who's this? This last one.
This is Destiny.
Hey, Destiny. Good morning. So, who should get donkey today? Is it Starbucks or is it Michael?
It's definitely going to be Starbucks because I get it. Places have policies and procedures set for a reason. However, if somebody hit me across the head with a gun, I notice that it's fake, and the pieces to it start to fall apart, obviously I'm going to take that opportunity to defend myself and those around me because things still could have went wrong. So I think he's springing into action as he should, and Starbucks definitely gets donkey of the day.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Tally the votes.
We took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We took 7 calls, right?
8 calls.
One juror got disqualified because she made it about race, so that's 7. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 for Starbucks. One dude voted for Michael and Starbucks. Moral of the story is Starbucks is getting the donkey of the day. The first law of nature is self-preservation.
That's right.
First law of nature. And I feel like if he would have told them, you know, he was trying to defend the store, they probably wouldn't have done that to him. But even still, you got to defend yourself.
Right.
First law of nature is self-preservation. I'm not mad at the brother.
All right.
So please let Starbucks get the sweet sounds and the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. Donald Glover. He's doing a reboot of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And when he asked Brad Pitt for some advice, he kind of got, let's just say, curved. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.